This podcast is provided by National MI for informational purposes only and should not be construed as professional advice. Reference to any third-party products or services, as well as the views, thoughts, and opinions of guests, does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by National MI. Views and opinions expressed by National MI employees are those of the individual employee and do not necessarily reflect the view of National MI.
Welcome to the Mortgage Mix podcast. I am Ralph Remy, and we are actually live from Berkeley, California, where we are at National MI's annual kickoff. And one of the themes this year really is all about how are we driving and moving ourselves forward. I've got two very special guests today, and we have some great things to talk about. So first, let me introduce our guests. To my left is the esteemed Dr. Stacy Wayman. How are you, Stacy?
Very well, thank you.
And Mr. Robert Villalon. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So one of the themes that we're talking about as far as a way to drive ourselves forward is really about education. So I wanted to really take the opportunity today and not only do a quick podcast, since we are on location and we've heard some great sessions and great discussions on how do we move ourselves forward. Well, both of you have really made it a priority for yourselves, not just this coming year in 2024, but even in previous years, to make education a priority and making sure that you are advancing yourselves personally and professionally through education. So I'll ask both of you to kind of just share a little bit about why you deem education to be important.
Well, I think that whether you're a leader by title or a leader by nature, it's really imperative that you continue to learn, you continue to grow, and you continue to develop your role modeling, what your teams can do, but you're also making sure that you're showing up to be your very best for the people that follow you or that you lead. So that's one of the big things that for me is that I don't ever plan to stop learning.
Yeah, it's really important to make sure that you always challenge yourself to find out more about the industry you're in. Like we're in one aspect of it, private mortgage insurance, right? I could talk about that all day long, but when I'm sitting here networking at some of these larger events, conferences, that's a small piece of the puzzle. And I found that by educating myself more and learning more about the other parts of the industry, I was able to have more meaningful conversations with other participants, right? And not just kind of stuck there listening and not engaging with the others because maybe I didn't know what I was talking about. So that's been a focus of mine. It's helped me in my role as a salesperson. But also as an industry leader, as I strive to progress in the local MBAs and state MBAs.
Yeah, so speaking of the MBAs, you both have used the opportunity of MBAs education. I guess all three of us have. I earned my CMB last year. Stacy graduated from the Future Leaders Program, and you earned your AMP last year. So I guess all of us have some type of initials. We can all share in acronyms over the course of this past year. But tell me a little bit of, because you mentioned networking, Robert and Stacy, I know you've mentioned a lot of networking as part of your Future Leaders Program. How has the education that you've learned and other insights from our industry outside of what we do or maybe where our past experiences take us have helped you learn and better understand what not just our clients, but even potential partners do and help us just be better partners for them?
Yeah. Well, one of the best compliments I got recently was that I don't talk like the average MI rep. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? And they said, well, everyone else just talks about the MI and what loan they're getting. You're actually having meaningful conversations about what is important to me as a lender and some of the struggles that we're dealing with and understanding them and actually being able to provide connections and referrals and resources to them to help them through it because I had enough knowledge about it that I was able to make connections with others in the industry who are subject matter experts in that, and just making that connection for them was really helpful. And it's really opened up a lot of doors for them.
Yeah, and you think about the reason why we exist and what we do, for our customers, but also for their customers, is we're here to serve, and you can't really serve people well unless you know about them and understand them and ask those questions and get curious. And it really helps us better inform how we can connect to other people. Mm-hmm. So one of the key things for me has been opportunities where I meet one person and maybe there's not something that I can necessarily give to them, but I know someone else who can.
Yeah.
And that's the value of networking, yes. I think.
Yeah, and 100%. So we've taken that networking even to another level at that point, because now they see us as a resource, like mm-hmm. you mentioned, Robert, as opposed to really a salesperson. I think the biggest compliment we can have is to be almost a, you know, kind of a, I won't call it a networker, but I'm trying to find the right word, but almost an introducer, someone
connector.
That,
or a connector.
Connector.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
yes.
you. So you're connecting people together, whether there's truly value for you personally, because the true value of a relationship is not what necessarily you're getting from it, but what you're giving someone from it. And I think they appreciate that, because it's not such a me mm-hmm. scenario. It's a, how do we help each other? How do I help you, important to you, to help you move forward? So let me ask you, because I know this is kind of probably the golden nugget, if you will, when it comes to prioritizing education, and that is time. So everybody has all the grand plans, especially here, we're filming this in January, of getting something done. And then real world gets in the way, and you have, you know, your job, you've got family priorities, whatever it is. And before you know it, the middle of the year is here, and you haven't actually even started on what you set out to do. I know both of you are setting out to get your CMBs this year. How do you really focus and make your priority truly a priority so it doesn't get away from you? So tell me a little bit about how you allocate that time to make sure it doesn't run away.
Well, it's certainly challenging, right? Because not only with our regular roles at work, more importantly at home too, trying to find the space and the time to get it done is a challenge. But I think if you're committed to getting it done, you will find the time. Mm-hmm. We heard a speaker earlier today that talked about your plan A, right? Mm-hmm. And there shouldn't be a plan B. This is part of your plan A. This is your goal and what you're going to do. You just got to get it done. And you'd be surprised if you really focus on it, you will find the time to get it done. I mean, you really will.
And I think in large part, besides that commitment, once you've made the commitment, you do have to pull in your network and collaborate with them, your family, your coworkers, your managers, and say, yeah, this is really important to me. I'm carving out this time and I need your support in that way. Because we only get stronger when we work together.
That's
that
true.
Same speaker talked about the importance of preparedness for when an opportunity presents itself. Mm-hmm. And if you think about the reason why you're doing development, it's not necessarily just for the satisfaction of I completed it and I got it done and I can stand tall. It's also what you're able to give back to your clients and even to your family by being better educated or being stronger in the role that you're in.
Yeah, so that's so true. And I think that all goes back to having an accountability partner, and it can
yes.
be someone within, you know, I know in the CMB program, you have a sponsor that in many ways is your accountability partner, mm-hmm. but you also have colleagues, friends, teammates, even industry partners and friends that you can ask and say, hey, please make sure, ask me, hey, how's it going? Because if you're asking me and I'm telling you, well, I haven't done anything, mm-hmm. it's not going to look very good on me. But at the same time, that person can ask the tough question and go, well, why? You need some help? How can I help you, et cetera? So have some accountability partners out there. I think that's part of it too.
Yeah, yeah. And some tips that we've gotten from some other people that have been through the program already is, you know, find yourself a window where you know this is all you're going to do. Even
yes.
if it's just one day a week for an hour or two, find yourself that window, lock it out,
mm-hmm.
and this is what you're going to focus on for that short period of time.
Yeah.
And then that will hopefully help you get through the scheduling piece.
Yeah, that's a great piece of advice, because I can tell you, I did that myself. I would block out normally 3 to 5 on Tuesdays. I tried everything I could to make sure I didn't have a meeting at that time, to have 2 uninterrupted hours that I can say, I'm going to go. And if I had a meeting, then maybe it became 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the commitment of my family, like you said, because they were being supportive, to know that, okay, I may be working late that day, if you will, even though I was just in my office concentrating on my studies mm-hmm. and not necessarily on calls.
But it's really more about time utilization.
Yeah.
And like to your point, again, making that commitment for this is my goal, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to pull in everybody who can support me, because in some way, what I'm learning in this course or this program, whatever, is going to help me give back and serve you better.
Yeah, well, so I'll remind everybody, make sure if you haven't done so, to subscribe to the Mortgage Mix podcast. If you haven't done so already, like our video if you're watching this on YouTube. But just as we go to wrap it up, any final words as far as education prioritization, time management, or just anything that you feel could help our audience and listeners just make sure that they do put that priority this year and in the future. And it doesn't have to be a CMB or an AIM, right. Something of that grand. I mean, I think little by little, we built ourselves up to reach that level. But any words of wisdom that you can say, even to help them kind of start small? I think you said little chunks earlier, Stacy, but any words of wisdom to help them kind of take that first step, if you will?
I think you just have to take those baby steps and start to move, but giving yourself permission to go after that goal. However small you might think it is, it's still going to be grand in the grand scheme of things because it's helping you to be prepared for where you're headed next. So every little bit counts.
I've been in this industry well over 25 years now, and in just everybody we've come across, no one has ever been at one piece of the industry their entire career. We've moved around from different sections. So I think it's really important that if you can challenge yourself to learn more about the other aspects of it, you're going to make yourself that more valuable for potentially your next role or maybe a promotion or whatnot. So education is so important, and we should all be challenging ourselves to just learn more about the industry we're in.
Well said. Well, thank you, Robert. Thank you, Stacy, for joining us today and sharing some really great action items and key insights into how do we continue to progress and make education a priority as we begin the new year. And for everybody, again, as a reminder, subscribe to the Mortgage Mix podcast. If you haven't done so already, we thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you again soon. Take care, everybody.